So you got your camera and you're thinking about upgrading to a new camera. Should you? I'll answer that question next. Hands On Photography is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Keeping passwords on notes or spreadsheets doesn't work anymore. LastPass easily keeps track and creates unique passwords for every site you use. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
Hey everybody, I'm Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands On Photography here at twit.tv. Hope y'all are doing well. I'm unbelievable as always, and I'm here to bring you more tips and tricks that are going to help make you a better photographer. I love doing this podcast each and every week and presenting it as a bit of a masterclass, if you will. So if this is your first time visiting, go ahead and hit the subscribe option right now in your podcatcher of choice. That way you can go back and download all of the previous episodes and watch them one by one as each week I layer on and layer on each different topic that's going to help build upon one another and make you a much better photographer and post-processor. I appreciate y'all joining in. I appreciate all the continued support, as well as all of the feedback that you all send me at hop@twit.tv. That's our email address. But if you still want to know a little bit more about the show, head on over to our website. That's twit.tv/hop. Okay? So now let's go ahead and get into this week's episode, where it's not a tutorial. It's just going to be a little bit of feedback. I got an email from someone that's been a pretty common question among photographers that are getting started. I dealt with this myself, and I wanted to share my experience with you and keep it practical, if you will. So today's email comes from my man Brian, and he writes in, and he says, "Greetings, Ant. I've been looking at upgrading from an OMD EM10 Mark II to a full-frame mirrorless camera." Boy, that's a mouthful of specs and model names for a camera. And he originally settled on an MFT because he liked the relatively small size. I get that. And he has no interest in photographing any sports. That's totally fine. So he's shooting his children, and they all decided to play indoor sports. And definitely that's going to present a problem. And he noticed that because he says he has to shoot at f2.8 to get enough light into all the different venues that he's shooting. Man, that makes a ton of sense. So he was considering, you know, doing a camera upgrade, and he wished he had written in earlier, and ended up buying a Sony a7 II. He hoped that the difference in sensor size, going from that smaller sensor to more of a full-frame sensor, and the autofocus between that and the Sony would, you know, help him out and sort of help justify that purchase, you know, because he spent pretty much near $1,000 on that new camera. So now he's wanting to know, okay, would it have been better off to just get a lens, or should he just upgrade to a new autofocus system like what he was doing with the a7 II or going to the a7 III? So considering where I'm coming from, do you think I made a mistake? Thank you. All right. I've seen this question a gazillion times, and it's an honest question, and I get why people are asking that. When you get started in photography, people don't go out and buy the latest and greatest cameras because the latest and greatest cameras are pretty daggum expensive. Heck, Canon's latest pro-grade camera will cost you about $6,000. I don't recommend that for people just getting started. So I always tell people to go into the entry level and pick up something like, for me, I like the Canon Rebel line. I'm a Canon shooter, so that's no secret. But I like the Canon Rebel line because it's fairly inexpensive. You can get them for well under $500 in most cases. And the lens options that come with Canon are pretty flexible. So let's say you had this camera for quite a while, say maybe 3 years or so, and you're thinking, I need to upgrade. What should I do? Me, personally, I look at lens options before I look at the body options, because a lot of times the new bodies can have the bigger sensor size in there, and that's fine. But if it doesn't necessarily have the processing power, you're not going to see a terrible difference that's going to make spending an extra $1,000 on it in some instances. For me, I went from this Rebel to this full-frame 6D because of the way that I was shooting, And the processing on this thing is so much faster, so much better. The images are a night and day difference. This was a worthy investment, going from roughly $300 to $400 to, at the time of purchasing this thing, about right at $2,000. But the beauty, I kept this Rebel camera, as well as keeping my upgraded full frame, because I can take the lens off of this full frame and put it onto this Rebel camera, and it's going to step up the game for that Rebel camera, or my old camera, if you will, because I put much better glass on it. Now, I know you're thinking, man, that lens that you have there, it's got that red stripe on it. That usually means it's expensive. Yes, it does. Those lenses can be pretty pricey, so I don't recommend jumping right into buying expensive lenses. But I do recommend upgrading from the kit lens that came with your camera to a more of a entry-level prime lens, if you will. For example, this is a lens that I talked about on Hands on Tech several episodes ago. This is a Canon 50mm f1.8 lens. Super duper fast. The glass on this is not going to be as great as the glass that was on my full frame lens here, but it's going to be a night and day difference from a quality standpoint that comes with your kit lens. Pricing for something like that lens will cost you about $120 nowadays. You may even get it for right at $100. You have to shop around. Now, there are other options out there, such as this 85mm. This is probably my favorite lens. I use this lens a lot for portraits. This is an 85mm f1.8. Beautiful compression, but this is not a $100 lens. This is going to cost you a couple hundred dollars. Either way, That's not spending several hundred dollars or $1,000 on a new body when you can take that lens and put it on your old camera body and make a huge difference. If you're dealing with something like sports, the way he was talking about in his email, that's a different story. You may have to consider upgrading to a different body because you need some pretty daggum good autofocus computing. It's nothing worse than going out to the football field or basketball court or whatever to try to take images of your child, and you're missing focus on all of your shots. I've done it a gazillion times, and it does not feel good. So if you're looking at something like that, I understand upgrading to a different body. But for me, I always tell people, don't look at a new body first. Look at a new piece of glass first. That will really, really make things look so much sharper, and it'll make your editing a lot easier too, because you have a clearer image there. All right. I appreciate that email. That was a good one, and it's a common question, and I hope this helps everyone out. All right. So that is it for this week's show. I appreciate everybody hopping in and watching us each and every Thursday here on twit.tv. Again, head on over to twit.tv/hop. to see all of our subscription options, and check us out on Spotify or Pocket Casts or Google Podcasts, whatever their app is. Google has always confused me with their podcasts. Check us out there, or whatever your favorite podcatcher is, and just search for Hands on Photography. Hit the subscribe button and download all of those previous episodes. And after you've done that, share that out with everyone that you know. Let them know that you're checking out the show, and heck, it'll just continue to grow our little community here at Twit. And speaking of our community, we have an online forum that's twit.community, where you can hop in there and join all of the different listeners and viewers of the Twit Network and talk about different shows, talk about different variety of topics, talk about something funny Mr. Laporte said on air the other day, what have you. It's a lot of fun in there. And that's twit.community in your browser. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this week. I appreciate all the support. Get on out there, create, and dominate. We'll see you.